This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Matt, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
It's kind of a rough week. You look at this bean market, it'd be the biggest drop we've had in a while as far as just on a weekly change. Really, we just haven't had any buyers showing up for soybeans. I mean, whenever you get into this situation where we've needed rain for quite some time down in Brazil, there's no doubt there's been some damage in areas. Assessing that, I think, is the toughest thing. But when it's raining, it's just really tough to ask crops that are, for instance, soybeans in flowering mode, setting pods and whatnot. It's really tough to ask the market to rally in that situation. That's kind of week we've had. Typically between Christmas and New Year's, you don't see a ton of trading. But, you know, this week you come in here and beans especially just really struggled. Corn actually looks like it's going to have a better week, relatively speaking.
And Matt, like you said, we can kind of tie that into what's happening in South America with the corn and soybean price, at least this week. But we also saw the wheat price take a downturn to start the week. A little bit of a bounce back yesterday, but what do you make of the wheat market right now?
Yeah, I mean, yesterday you come in here and there's whispers again of Chinese interest in U.S. wheat. With that being the case, you know, there's no doubt why you'd see buyers maybe decide to, kind of shore things up after a pretty rough start to the week. And so I think moving forward, it'd be very interesting, you know, how much business can we expect from China? You know, the last go round, they said, hey, we're done buying wheat for a while, which I've always told people, you know, it's China historically has been very good at the way that they communicate, you know, and how that impacts the, you know, the value of commodities that they're wanting to purchase.
That was Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Hi, my name is Lauren Botine, and I've been a certified crop advisor in Iowa for 4.5 years now. The Iowa CCA program is valuable to me because it allows employers and customers to have a peace of mind knowing that they have a trusted agronomic advisor and partner helping them in the field. The CCA program's rigorous continuing education, informational updates, and highest ethical standards provides comfort to customers in the field knowing that I am equipped to address various agronomic topics and trends. To learn more about becoming a certified crop advisor, visit iowacca.org.
March corn down a half cent at 466 even. March soybeans down 7 even at 1260 and a half. On the Merck, February live cattle down 17 cents at 170.95. January feeder cattle up 17 cents at 224.85. February lean hogs down 80 cents at 68.25. February pork cutout up $2.72 at $81.72, and Class 3 milk down 3 cents at $15.23. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.